Shares of Facebook fell more than 7% after markets opened today as backlash against the company continues over its role in a massive data leak. A report over the weekend in the New York Times revealed that UK-based Cambridge Analytica used data from 50 million Facebook accounts to help influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Facebook has reportedly known about the data leak for 2 years, but revelations from a Cambridge Analytica co-founder, Christopher Wiley, helped uncover the extent of what the company had done. Here's Wiley speaking with Channel 4 News in the UK, explaining his former company's relationship to the Trump campaign's chief executive, Steve Bannon.
Steve wanted weapons for his culture war. That's what he wanted. We offered him a way to accomplish what he wanted to do, which was change the culture of America.
All right, let's untangle this story with Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us now from New York. Derek, thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Sure. So Christopher Wiley says Steve Bannon wanted to use this company to change the culture of America. How did they try to do that?
I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible. Cambridge Analytica is a data analytics company, so-called Cambridge because the tech was pioneered at Cambridge University, so-called Analytica because they use social media data to build personality profiles of consumers. They figure out who people are, what they like, and then they sell that information so that marketers can sell stuff to consumers. But there's all these tendrils that connect Cambridge Analytica to the Trump campaign, and I'll quickly run through three. Mm-hmm. First, as you suggested, the company was founded by Robert Mercer, the billionaire patron of Steve Bannon and other alt-right causes. Second, we know that Trump's digital team used Cambridge Analytica to help them target voters online. And then three, one of the company's consultants we now know was Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor who was fired. And there was concern in the Mueller investigation that might connect Flynn and Cambridge Analytica to Russian propaganda. We'll get to that later. But basically, even before we get to today's news, Cambridge Analytica should be thought of as the digital scaffolding of Trump's digital campaign.
So it's fascinating and it is complicated. But in order to do all of this, it needs data. And so as this story and the reporting goes, they connect with a psychologist who creates an app. The app is called This Is Your Digital Life. And Derek, that is the source of data from 50 million Facebook users?
Yeah, it sounds impossible, but again, let me try to walk us through it as slowly as possible. So when you log into a new app, let's say it's a weather app or a Bitcoin app, dating app, it often prompts you to log in through Facebook, right? You can say, you know, you can create a username, password, or you can log in through Facebook. When you click log in through Facebook, it essentially allows that app and that app's developers to see certain information that Facebook is holding on to you. But what's more, for many years, it also allowed developers to get information about all of your friends. Hmm. So when you logged in, lots of friends that had open privacy protocols would actually sort of passively share information with this developer. So what seems to have happened is that, as you said, a Cambridge University professor created a personality survey. He got a couple hundred thousand people to create accounts, but he was also collecting data, scraping together all of their friend networks, such that you got tens of millions of people in total. And he shared that information with Cambridge Analytica to build so that they could build essentially psychographic profiles of users that we think might have been used in the Trump digital campaign.
Okay, so let's get into that. This psychographic modeling. They start to collect this data from not only you, but from your friends who have inadvertently allowed Facebook to give them this information, most
That's
likely.
Right.
How did they then take all that data and use it to potentially influence the election?
There are three ways that they may have used this data. First, super conventionally, they probably just used it the same way that lots of data analytics firms would use their data, which is, all right, let's find a bunch of people who have a certain personality trait. Let's say paranoia, for example. We can identify people who present as paranoid through their psychographic data. Let's make a paranoid advertisement on Facebook about, let's say, gun rights, and then let's target people that present as paranoid. Okay, that's pretty simple. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it seems like Cambridge Analytica also determined which Facebook messages were working and where so that they could sort of move Trump's travel schedule around it. So if a certain post seemed to get a lot of attention in some, you know, random Wisconsin town, okay, boom, let's send Trump to Wisconsin.
Wow.
Now, third, and by far the most controversial, is the question of whether the Trump campaign shared this data, shared this these personality psychographic profiles with the Russians so that the Russians and their propagandists could also target people who, say, presented as anti-Hillary Clinton or extremely paranoid or had some other element that emerged through the profile that they could see through Facebook data.
And that's what the Mueller investigation
is. Mueller is investigating that right now.
Facebook is getting just slammed over this. We mentioned the stocks fell about 7%, the share value at the open today. Facebook posted a response on its site. It said that the claims that this is a data breach are completely false and that people knowingly provided their information when they downloaded this app to take the personality quiz. But isn't that misleading, Derek? If so many people didn't download the app and didn't say that they, you know, wanted their data scrubbed, you know, is Facebook being fair here?
Facebook, I think, is playing a bit of a dangerous game of nuance here. What they're saying is this wasn't technically a data breach. It was a legal use of Facebook data by a bad actor. And now, and from Facebook's perspective, they've said now we've kicked off Cambridge Analytica because they're a bad actor. But in a way, this argument makes Facebook look even worse. Because what they're essentially saying is we created an infrastructure that allowed people to essentially act in such a way as to steal people's information.
Hmm.
So that's essentially saying, like, as I think so much of Facebook's excuses in the last 6 months are essentially saying, we built a highway and we didn't build any sort of police force on that highway. So if people speed, now that's their fault. But in fact, you know, when you build a highway, you're also supposed to pay for a police force to make sure that people use that bit of infrastructure in a way that is healthy and doesn't hurt people. And I think that over and over again in the last 6 months, really the last, I guess, year and a half, my issue with Facebook's excuses is that they're constantly saying essentially that people used our information, used our app too well, but they did so with nefarious purposes.
Well, speaking of oversight, obviously, this has the attention of lawmakers. I want to hear a little bit now from U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, who said over the weekend that Mark Zuckerberg should appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I think that the CEOs have to take responsibility, come before us, and explain to us what exactly happened, what is the extent of the damage, and how are you going to fix it so it doesn't happen again.
But, Derek, here is my question. So maybe there's oversight after all of this, but what about the user of Facebook and social media? Why are we surprised? Why are people up in arms? We open our lives to social media. Many of us do every single day. We put public information out there. Should it really be any big surprise that this has happened?
I have to stress this point again. In so many ways, this is exactly how Facebook was meant to be used. Facebook was meant to be extremely useful to app developers, to encourage them to develop ever more sophisticated apps off the Facebook platform. And giving these app developers access to psychographic personality data of potential users and
right.
those users' networks.
Like, what were people expecting when they took
exactly,
that quiz?
Exactly. They essentially were promising these app developers as much utility as possible. And so in many ways, yes, Facebook is right. It's not a data breach. It's a bad actor, but Facebook also has to look itself in the mirror and recognize that they have built a platform that accelerates and amplifies the nefarious purposes of bad actors. And understanding that, they then have to go back to the drawing board, I think, and say, how do we want to develop a worldwide information protocol such that it is useful to families and friends, but also doesn't encourage bad actors to act in this way?
All right. Complicated but important story. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks for helping us out with it.
Thank you.